Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, it's DeStefano's Den with sports guy TJ DeStefano here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and thisisgold.net. Good morning, sports fans. Welcome inside DeStefano's Den on Westmoreland Saturday Morning. We're on at 7:30 on 98.7 and 107.5 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, thisisgold.net, and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano, and as always, we're talking sports. And today we're talking District 31 American Legion baseball with Jason Bush. Coach has been president of D31 for 8 years, Region 7 director for 3 years, and head coach of the Latrobe Jethawks for 16 years, and has been with the program for 23. So lots to talk about today. Coach, good morning. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure, and I look forward to the chat.
Yeah, always good to have you on as we wrap up Legion baseball season. So lots to talk about. First of all, just talk about the season overall for District 31 and Region 7. How things go?
Things went really well. I guess one of the first things we should probably comment on is, you know, we were safe. There were no issues that had anything to do with the pandemic or COVID or anything like that. So the season, you know, we put some things in place to make sure that we kept the kids as socially distanced as we could within our own league, throughout the entire district and throughout the entire region. Baseball went off without a hitch here in Western Pennsylvania at the Legion level. So we're certainly really, really proud of that. So that was first and foremost, probably. And then second of all, what we were able to do is get all the kids on the field, teams playing an entire summer of baseball throughout the district and the region. So super proud of everybody's efforts and all those that helped chip in to make that possible.
Awesome to hear. Across all the leagues, how did the teams fare? I mean, did a lot of them make the postseason? And if they did, how did they do?
You know, at the District 31 level, you know, our playoffs were really competitive. It was funny that we talked earlier in the season and kind of laid out who we thought might be some of the stronger teams this year, and they really came down kind of in that order. The teams we thought were going to be pretty strong absolutely were. Some of the teams that were sort of middle of the pack or maybe a little bit down for a year, they kind of just kind of played out that way. So locally at District 31, we had a really competitive playoffs. It was funny, as I just said, because, you know, we had 8 teams make our playoffs. And so the top 4 seeds were, you know, obviously the favorites and got the home field advantage. And as to my point about sort of predicting things, those top four seeds got through to the semifinals. So it kind of went to script a little bit. And then we knew we had 4 really good teams that were participating in our semifinals moving forward. So we were really happy with that.
That's good to hear. I believe when we spoke back in May, you said that pretty much all the teams' rosters were full and, you know, participation was high across the board. So was that the case? And were you pleased with the turnout this year, you know, despite the pandemic concerns?
I was really pleased with the roster sizes and the way that the kids competed. Maybe on a little bit of a negative side of things is there's a lot for these kids to do in the summer. You know,
yes.
As soon as they turn the page from high school being ended there, whatever that was in late May or the first week of June, these kids have a lot on their plate.
Mm-hmm.
There's 7-on-7 footballs. There's basketball camps being played. There's other baseball leagues that are out there. You know, there's some of the travel ball, which, of course, I've made no secret that I'm not a real big fan of, but it is what it is. So there's a lot of things that are out there for the kids, but I think what you see, and it's probably has nothing to do with the pandemic or 2021 or anything like that, but your stronger teams, your teams that are doing really well, when you show up to a ballpark, it looks like most of their roster, if not all their roster, is there. And then, unfortunately, as the summer goes on, maybe if a certain team isn't quite doing so well and they have an option of maybe going to the beach with their buddies or maybe playing in a summer basketball game, you know, those things kind of happen. But I don't think it had anything to do with this year. I just think that's kind of the way of the world.
Now, last year, there was no District 31 season because of COVID. Now, you did put together that summer league, so the kids were still able to play. How exciting was it for the District 31 play to be back this year?
Oh, it was huge, and it was huge for structure purposes. I mean, you know, American Legion baseball has been around for so long. I mean, for us in Latrobe, you know, we celebrated our 70th year of American Legion baseball from Post 515 in La Trobe. So, you know, it's been around for so long. But, you know, there's a lot of things that are out there that Legion helps tie together. We were able to make, you know, all the teams knew when their insurance was due, and the roster size and the uniforms were the same. And just all of those things that we've all become so accustomed to in the summer of American Legion Baseball, we were able to get all those things right back in place and be able to use those as our guidelines and make everything look like we're all used to. For those of us who've been around a while, which obviously I guess I have been now, makes everything just look as normal and as it should be, in my opinion.
So you guys didn't really miss a beat, I guess, from missing one season of Legion Baseball.
No, I would say not here locally. I have heard some things from across the state where there were a few teams that were maybe in some trouble financially, mm-hmm. or some trouble with roster sizes, and they didn't compete this year. And that's going to be a challenge for the state and for myself as a regional director to go out there and find out, you know, who were those teams, what were those problems, and how can we help get that squared away. So I think there was a little bit of collateral damage out there. But I can tell you that for District 31, there was zero collateral damage. And there was a little bit within our region, but I'm hearing it that there was some in the state. And, you know, that's something that we're going to work on here in the season and try and get all those teams back in the fold.
Nobody knows what's going to happen with COVID, how long it's going to continue. And you mentioned you guys put in some safety procedures and things like that. Do you see those continuing next season, Jason? I know it's real early.
Yeah, it's early, and I'll tell you what, the state did a really good job. So back in March, they got together in accordance with the national folks that come out of Indianapolis for American Legion Baseball. Each state, as we've, of course, learned in the last 18 months, does things a little bit different. So mm-hmm. So the state put out some protocols and some guidelines that they wanted all of us to follow back in March. And then in about, I would say, early June, when things got lifted a little bit more by Governor Wolf, they tweaked them a little bit. And then as we were getting towards playoff time, they were tweaked yet again. So I think the state did a really good job with that, and we tried to get that information out to everybody so that everybody was on the same page. And I would suspect as we're moving forward, we're just going to see that again. You know, I long for the day when I don't get that email, and or I get the email and they say, hey, we got nothing.
Yes.
Go play baseball. Don't worry about things. Don't worry about hand sanitizing your hands in a dugout or not having a water cooler, mm-hmm. or all those great things. Not that we don't want to be safe and clean, but I really do, as an administrator on the administration side, I yearn for the days where we just go play baseball.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure everybody is feeling that same way. Now, I want to talk about your team, the La Trobe Jethawks, and a great season. 24-15 record, 31st consecutive year making the playoffs, District 31 champs for the first time since 2009. That was a 12-year drought ended there. And you also made it to the Region 7 tournament. Now, we'll talk a little bit about all of that here in a moment, but overall, just talk about the season for the Jethawks.
To sum it up, fantastic. It was a great season for us on the field, specifically. The record, especially within, if you would take away some of the tournaments that we played mm-hmm. in, the record really jumps off the page when you do that. But it's funny because some of those tournaments actually help mold who you are as a team. But, you know, as I told some folks, you know, it really was hard for me to believe that it had been since 2009 since we won a district championship, because I think we won about 5 regular season championships in that time. And I think we had gone to regionals about 7 times during that time. But for whatever reason, that district championship had been eluding us a little bit for one reason or another. And to be able to come out there after an 0-2 start, I might add, where, you know, some things were a little bit hairy and we lost a couple guys. And there you are at 0-2. And then I looked up at one point, I think we were 4-4. And the next time I looked up after the championship game, I think we were 20-5. So, you know, what a run that the players went on. And that shows a great job by our coaching staff and certainly the commitment of the players. And, you know, in sports, boy, when you can get on a roll, sometimes it just flows from one day to the next.
That was one of my questions for you, the 0-2 start. So obviously, you know, you guys had a good response after that and really kept rolling, as you mentioned, throughout the season. So how were the guys able to respond, you know, that quickly after that, just an 0-2 start, which isn't that terrible, really?
Well, it's not that terrible, but I think it's the first time we've done it here in Latrobe. Uh-huh. I tried to look it up, and I don't think we were ever 0-2 in 15 years. So that was different for everybody. Well, I mean, not for the kids, but maybe I was more concerned about it than any of them, because I've been here for all of them.
Yeah.
But, to start out 0-2, and we talked about early, you know, we lost two really good leaders before the season even started, and Drew Clare, who unfortunately got hurt in the high school playoff game and had knee surgery, and Tucker Knopp, who's not playing football at Lehigh and wasn't able to play for us. Not only are they two really good players that would have been starters for us, but they were also two of our biggest leaders. So, you know, as we started the season, we probably had one or two or maybe more guys not playing what I would consider their natural position. And that, you know, that takes its toll a little bit. And then number two, we were absolutely missing some leadership. Those two guys that I mentioned in particular, not only led by the way they played on the field, but they were two of our more vocal leaders. They would get everybody going, and they would show the younger guys how we do things here in Latrobe. I've played for Coach Bush for a long time. This is the way we're doing it. We're not doing it the right way, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, that was a little bit of a culture shock for us. But then once we started getting that squared away, we saw some leadership start to develop, not necessarily from a vocal standpoint, because we weren't a very vocal team this year, but just by their actions, and some guys started stepping up, and some other guys realized, hey, this is my time, and I've got to be one of the guys to start getting things going here.
Now, back in May, I asked you about making the playoffs for a 31st year, and you told me if you didn't, I would have to check on your whereabouts. So obviously the team did. You're here. And I know I say this to you all the time, Coach, but it's absolutely amazing. 31 years in a row that this program has made the playoffs. I mean, just how do you guys do that year in and year out?
Well, I guess the easiest thing, well, first of all, thank you. And then second of all, I am here. and I guess the easiest thing that I like to point out is I don't think we're a baseball team. I think we're a baseball program. Mm-hmm. We're established. Everybody knows who we are. Everybody has a pretty good idea who the coaching staff's going to be. You know, I hope when the guys are over at Little League and they look over to the field that someday they want to play for us. When I'm up at Teener League, I hope that those guys are looking around saying, boy, I hope that I'm on the Latrobe Legion team. You know, I want to be that guy next. And that's all part of building a program and having stability. And, you know, and from that point on, you know, I'm really blessed with having a really good feeder system and those two systems that I just talked about. And, you know, we put a really good program in place. We take care of the kids. We demand some excellence, and, you know, we're always going to strive for the stars.
And we are talking with Jason Bush. He is the head coach of the Latrobe Jethawks, also president of District 31 American Legion Baseball and Region 7 director here this morning on DeStefano's Den on 98.7 and 107.5 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX. This is gold.net and the iHeartRadio app. We mentioned the start to your season, Coach, and you guys played in a tournament in West Virginia near the end of June and went 0-4. However, the rest of the regular season and through the District 31 playoffs, the team went 12-1. So what was the mindset after the struggle in that West Virginia tournament? And again, how did the team bounce back and finish the season so strong?
I think they understood what it was we were trying to accomplish when we went to that tournament in West Virginia. We were able to do some things where we were able to move some guys around, number one, give them some position flexibility going forward. We're able to get some extra guys some work on the mound that maybe they hadn't been able to get early in the season. I think those two things were really, really important. Two of the games that we lost down there were 2-1, and they were really well-contested ball games. And then the other two ball games we didn't quite play as well. And I think just that mindset of getting everybody on the field, having them move around a little bit. When we left West Virginia, I told them that they didn't realize it right now because it was a tough weekend. But as soon as we crossed back over into Pennsylvania on our way home that Sunday, that I believed we were a better team when we were getting home than before we left. And that might be hard for a young man to understand that, but we really did see some things and we're able to work on some things. And sometimes some of those things you see also helps you think, well, this isn't going to work for us in 2021. You know, you give an opportunity maybe for somebody to play a certain position because you have a hunch, and it doesn't work out, and that's okay. It's okay for the player, and it's also okay for us because we know that for this year we need to put that plan in our back pocket and it's not going to work. So, you know, it was a little bit prophetic, but I really did think that when we got back after, even though we didn't win a ball game down there, that I believe we were a better team when we got back to PA, and obviously the record speaks for itself.
Yeah, and we mentioned District 31 champs this year for the first time since 2009. You beat York 9-1 in that game. Fourth D31 title for the team. Talk about that game.
Well, I mean, you know, the biggest thing about that game was, and I remember it was right before the game, and Coach Zach Bush said, let's come out firing early. And I don't even think he expected us to put a six spot up in the first. That certainly is firing out early.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to get on them. You know, the District 31 playoffs, it can be a little bit of a grind because you play two series of best of threes and then a championship game. And that's all played, you know, within about a week. So when you can jump on a team that maybe had, and York was in a situation, I think, where they played one more game than us. I think they played five games in 5 days or something like that. And so as soon as we got up on them, it was a terrific start for our starting pitcher, Peyton Henry, that day, who was wonderful all season, was able to realize that, you know, he didn't have to be 100% perfect on every single pitch. That it's a lot easier to pitch with a little bit of a relaxation and just go after hitters when you're up 6-0 in the top of the second inning. So that was great. And you know, to be able to do it on our home field in front of our fans, it was just a wonderful experience for everybody.
And I'm sure, again, I think you touched on this earlier, very special to win a District 31 championship and snap a 12-year drought, I'm sure.
Yeah, and again, really weird. I didn't realize it had been that long, but it was. And, you know, we've had plenty of accolades and things of that nature. But, hey, that's the prize. That's the gold trophy. That's the one that you want to lift up at the end of the season. And those are part of the checklist things that we have in there. You know, number one, win a ball game. Number two, make the playoffs. Number three, win a playoff series, you know, and on and on and on and on. And obviously one of the big prizes is the District 31 championship, and we were able to bring that home.
Now, you made it to the Region 7 tournament. That was the 17th appearance all time. You guys went 1-2 in that tournament. So just talk about the Region 7 tournament and what happened there.
Yeah, it was great. Obviously, winning the district championship gives us an automatic bid to that. And it was up in St. Michael, Pennsylvania, up near Johnstown, and they were just a fantastic host. We came out and we kicked the ball around a little bit in the first game, and it was a very competitive game. I think it was 5-4 in the seventh inning, and to a Claysburg team that was eventually the Region 7 champion and went on to the state tournament to finish in the final eight in the state. And then really able to bounce back. We played Young Township, who we were familiar with because we swept them in our semifinal playoff series, but they had also beaten us twice in the regular season. So, you know, we were able to play them on day two and pretty much handled them throughout the ball game. And the game really, really wasn't in doubt. So that was really great. And then unfortunately in day three, you know, probably goes down as one of the bigger heartbreaks that we can remember in a long time. We got two in the first. Beach Creek got one in the first. And then it was blank the whole way through to the seventh inning. You know, here we are. We're battling. We've got two outs in the seventh inning with a 2-1 lead, and unfortunately, they loaded the bases. And next thing you know, a gentleman hit a ball to center field that our center fielder Jake Bradish probably missed by about, oh, I would say 2 centimeters.
Wow!
Ball goes over his head for a 3-run triple, and you know, literally in a matter of seconds, we're talking about going on to the next round of the tournament. And unfortunately, when you lose that game and finish 2-1 in pool play, we weren't able to move on. So really, really heartbreaking, but certainly doesn't take away from the success that we had this season.
Not at all. Great season. And then after that Region 7 tournament, you guys played in the Atlantic Coast Sports Louisville Slugger Wood Bat Classic at the end of July, and you went 3-3 in that event. So just talk about that experience.
That was unique. You know, we were hoping to cancel on that because we wanted a trip to the state championship.
Yes.
Well, we had that in our back pocket. What was interesting to me about that tournament was a wooden bat, and of course, you got all these travel league teams, and I think we were the only Legion-only team in that tournament of 16 high school-age kids. So we were interested in seeing where we would fit in something like that. The other great thing about that was we played at we got to play at W&J, we got to play at Bethany College, and we got to play a game in the Wild Thing Stadium. So we were able to give our players a little bit of taste of some college fields and a semi-professional field that were all turf. We went out there. We played really well. I thought we played terrific baseball all weekend. And it was really nice to kind of just tie the season up, put a bow on it. We knew when we left on Sunday that was it. And it was nice to be able to reflect a little bit and some hugs around the field and as we finish up 2021.
Now, I want to talk to you about Zach Koska, a former Latrobe High School and Jethawk player. As maybe people know or don't know, he was drafted by the Colorado Rockies in round 10 of the MLB draft and has since signed with the team. Talk about Zach and how special this is for the community.
Yeah, it's great for Zach. You know, I think he's the first player from the Latrobe area to be drafted since the 90s.
Wow.
I could be completely wrong about that, but I don't believe that I am. You know, Zach's a kid that worked really hard. He came up through our teener league system, you know, played obviously high school on the state championship team that Coach Bassiano had, played for us, you know, at the Legion level, you know, went on to Virginia Tech and then Kansas State, and was a kid that just a lot of times would never take no for an answer. He just kept getting better. He kept his nose to the grindstone and kept working. I was able to talk to him very, very briefly about 2 weeks ago. Congratulated him, gave him a big hug, and told him that not only am I proud of him, but the whole community is proud of him, and it's wonderful for him.
Awesome to hear that, and hopefully he does big things with the Rockies. Some other things, Coach, that I know you guys, some events and things you did this year that, you know, you didn't get to do a lot of this last year. First, you had your golf outing at Champion Lakes back in the end of May. So how did that go? How was the turnout and everything?
Well, I had a tassel cap on that day. Yeah. That tells you that the weather wasn't exactly the best in the world for late May. But, hey, I'll tell you what, it was great to be able to do that again. I think I counted around the room that we were just shy of 30 former alumni that were able to play in the golf outing to help support the kids. A lot of parents, a lot of just friends of the program. I think we had 17 foursomes, so we almost filled up an entire golf course.
Awesome.
Players, we had just one heck of a time. It was terrific. You know, the money goes back to the players for some of the things that we do, like the two trips that we just already discussed in the two tournaments and some of the clothes we're able to buy them and things of that nature. So, it was great, and it's just a wonderful time and great to put it back on the schedule for sure.
I bet. And then, of course, over the 4th of July weekend, it's always a big weekend for you guys. You have your alumni game on July 3rd, and then on July 4th, you play Unity, your big rival, and you guys won that game this year 4-1. So talk about those two events, because they're really both a nice tradition.
Yeah, it is a good tradition, and you know, I'm certainly hoping that and believe our community will be able to get back to some sort of normalcy next year with the 4th of July when you've got the parade and you've got the carnival downtown and all those things. So unfortunately, a lot of those things weren't going on this year, but mm-hmm. The one thing that I was hoping the community could count on was us. And we were still able to play Derry on the 3rd, and it had a very successful day. We had a doubleheader, I believe. We were able to sweep that. And then we had our alumni game, which was great. It was a lot of fun, a lot of laughs. We actually split the teams up into our youngest alumni, our oldest alumni, and our middle alumni. And the middle guys were able to win. The old guys, I think, speaks to why we didn't win. But the young guys, were probably trying a little bit too hard, and they didn't win. But it was a great day, and some of us went back to the Legion afterwards before the fireworks later that evening and had a couple beverages, and it was great to see a lot of those guys. And then the 4th of July was great. You know, Unity, you know, we know they'll travel across Route 30. That's
yes.
Never an issue. And we had just a great crowd and a great atmosphere. And it was a really good baseball game between two good teams. And, you know, it's always good when you can come out on the winning end of that thing.
Yeah. And you mentioned the crowd. How was the attendance and the atmosphere at games this year with, you know, with everything going on with the whole pandemic?
I think, fantastic. I mean, at Legion Keener, everywhere that we went, I thought that the crowds were good, and I think ours in particular. And you could almost see it building as the year went on. Maybe early in the season when somebody might pick up the paper and say, well, I see the trip's not off to a great start, and I'm not sure if I want to go down there. And then as things started kicking up, you know, I think everyone was a little less scared to be out in public with people, and then that coincided with us playing pretty good baseball, and maybe some people said, hey, you know, let's go out and watch a ball game, you know, on a Thursday night and watch these guys play. They might be something special. So I thought our crowds all year were just absolutely fantastic.
A couple minutes here left, Jason. Let's go ahead to next year now, 2022. Maybe a little preview about District 31 in Region 7 and the Jethawks for next year.
Yeah, for sure. I anticipate, you know, that for as far as the district's concerned, that everybody that played this year will play next year. You know, we're always also trying to look, you know, there's a couple areas, the pockets that don't play Legion baseball, and I'm probably going to reach out and find out, you know, why aren't you and how can we get you in there? But I think that our league will be very, very strong again. This year we were the largest league in in Region 7, and one of the largest leagues in all of Pennsylvania, and I expect that to continue. I expect our region to do a good job. The Central Penn League, we put some new leadership in place up there, and they've really got things going, especially at their youth level up there. So we anticipate that some of those youth teams will turn into their senior teams, which is great. So we're excited about that. Next year's Region 7 tournament is going to be hosted by Bedford in Cambria County.
Awesome.
And as far as us, you know, our goals are going to be for you to ask to be talking about a 32nd consecutive playoff season, and you know, defend our title and make another run. You know, how that roster is going to be made up right now, you know, we truly don't know. You know, we're only allowed to keep 18 men, and we're going to keep the best 18 young men that are in our territory that we can. I can tell you that we're losing 5 guys, and if you count Drew, who's, you know, was injured, we're going to be losing 6 guys that were very special and won a heck of a lot of baseball games for our baseball club, and they're going to be missed, and hopefully that makes them part of the golf outing and the alumni game and everything going forward, because we always say, I always say that, you know, this is a program, this is a family, and once you're a Jethawk, you're always a Jethawk for life. So no matter what walk of life a player might go when he leaves us, we're all still family.
Well, you said it, so I'm going to do it, and I'm putting the pressure on. Is next year going to be 32 in a row?
If next year's not 32 in a row, as I said this year, you're going to have to come looking for me.
I will do that. I find you all the time, so I will be looking for you, Coach.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, anytime. Well, Coach, this has been great. You know, we talked in May. Now we wrap up the season. Congratulations on a great year for American Legion baseball here in District 31 in the region. Also, a great season for the Jethawks, and I'm sure we'll talk again next baseball season.
I look forward to it, and before you know it, the snow will be flying, and then it'll be melting, and we'll be playing ball again.
And that was Latrobe Jethawks coach Jason Bush, also president of District 31 and the Region 7 director. In other news, Wednesday night, Coach Bush was named head coach of the Ligonier Valley baseball team, so congratulations and good luck to Coach on his first high school coaching job. That does it for DeStefano's Den this Saturday morning. You can like the show on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at SportsGuy1480. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk next Saturday here on Westmoreland Saturday Morning.